packing your lunch every day can be time consuming, but eating out gets really expensive. We're talking about how to pack a healthy, affordable lunch on the morning show. A couple of stats from a Visa survey a few years back. Americans spend an average of $20 a week eating out for lunch, and that adds up to more than $1,000 a year. What do you make that keeps you going past that late afternoon lull? What's a key part of your lunch that you can't go without? We're at 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. Samantha Golub is a registered dietitian with UW Health. Samantha, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So why do you think packing a lunch is so important?
It's vital. I really think that packing a lunch is important because it helps us to control what we're putting into our body. It helps us control, you know, not only the health of our food, hopefully it's healthier than what we would get at fast food or out to eat for lunch, but, you know, it's less expensive, like you were saying, and It helps us to fuel our body when we need it instead of waiting in line at the fast food.
So what are the components of a healthy yet filling lunch that you can pack?
Filling is important. We really don't want to go hungry when we're not eating for several hours in the afternoon. So fueling our body with things like proteins. So something that's going to really sustain us for a few hours, fiber-rich foods like whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, and then healthy fats are important too to keep us going.
So it sounds like a mix of things. Why is protein so important to have in your lunch bag?
Yeah, so protein takes a long time for our bodies to digest, so it keeps us satisfied for about 3 or 4 hours, which is great. It fuels our muscles, it fuels our brains, so getting that source of fuel in our body is great to really just keep us going throughout the afternoon.
What about carbohydrates? Because those can get really tricky. Those can make you want to fall asleep.
Yes, exactly. If we're not getting the right kind of carbohydrates throughout the day, it is going to make us crash in the afternoon. So there are different types of carbohydrates. We really want to focus on the fiber-rich ones. So fruits and vegetables and whole grains versus the refined carbohydrates like the pastries and the sugary foods and the candy bars.
So what is a classic easy lunch that you recommend people pack and that really hits all of these targets?
That's a great question. So typically I recommend just a whole grain sandwich, something with maybe a peanut butter and jelly, egg salad, just a deli meat sandwich, having some dipping veggies on the side and a piece of fruit. Really covers all of your bases.
All right. Well, I've actually brought my, I pack my lunch like 90% of the time. And I was
Fantastic.
Telling my coworkers I probably should put some skin in here because I'm going to open up my lunch. I'm going to get it off the floor. All right. So this is really embarrassing because you're going to see all my vices and this is bad. But I'm unpacking it here. And so this sandwich you talked about, this multigrain sandwich, I hit the mark here. But the thing the bread these days is so big that I have two huge large sandwiches. This is turkey and Swiss. And lots of baby arugula on there in this really nutty multigrain bread.
Looks delicious.
So I think that will work, although I might have to give half to my office mate, Rob Ferret.
Or save some for snacks later.
That actually is a great idea, save for snack. So things are going well. I've got a piece of fruit, a banana, and an apple. Hopefully those will be digested and eaten.
Yes.
And then things go kind of down the drain because I do like chips.
That's great.
I really like chocolate. So I've got my Monster Mix.
It's good to have a little snack in there, something that you're really looking forward to. And you've got whole grain chips, so that's a good choice.
Some chips. Yep.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, what about there's this other thing and the soda.
The soda.
Yeah, the soda that I was going to like leave it at my desk. And then I thought, you know, I really got to fess up. How do you stop drinking soda?
Oh, that's a great question. Soda is something that I think our country really struggles with. And I see it all the time with my patients. It's a hard thing to go off of. So finding a replacement, you know, a lot of people are turning to sparkling waters, mm-hmm. which are really readily available. So that might be a good way just to get that carbonation, but hydrate instead of dehydrate, mm-hmm. and then watching that sugar too. So there's nothing that we really know is wrong with diet sodas right now. So that would be an okay replacement just to get rid of those sugars that are really
good. A lot of sugar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might make you crash in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we just one step at a time.
One step at a time. Exactly.
We're gathering tips for packing nutritious and affordable lunches for school and work with Samantha Gollop at our side. She's a registered dietitian with UW Health. What snacks do you pack that leave you feeling satisfied? What question do you have for our dietitian? What's your go-to sandwich, and how have you figured out how to get your kids to branch out from PB&J? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll continue the brown bag discussion right here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about ways to pack better lunches and snacks for work and school here on The Morning Show. It takes time and planning, but there are benefits to your health and your budget. A deli sandwich averages about $6, but you could make that same sandwich at home for $2. What do you pack in your lunch that keeps you going through the day? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Samantha Gollop stays with us. She is a registered dietitian with UW Health. Samantha, what about snacks? How important are they in keeping us from being super hungry when we get home from a long day and just like opening up that pantry and going to town?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know for me, I start my day pretty early, as you guys do too. Mm-hmm. So I get hungry by like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. And if I were to have to wait until lunch, I would be ravenous. I wouldn't want what I've really packed in my lunch. I'd want something that's quick, fast, and really fast. Filling. So I think snacks are a really important thing to pack in your lunches. Maybe one for the morning and one in the afternoon. I really like to have a snack right at the end of my day before I go home so that I can really make myself a healthy dinner instead of going to the pantry right away and getting those snacky foods.
What are some great snacks to bring along?
That's a great question. So we talked about proteins and carbohydrates. So those are two really great things to put into your lunch for snack time. So thinking like a string cheese and a piece of fruit is a great option. Mm-hmm. You get that salty and that sweet, which is nice. You could do some egg salad and crackers.
Hummus
and veggies.
Hummus and carrots. Yes. That's like one of my favorite snacks.
Great. There you go. That makes up for that soda.
A lot of people around here go around with their salads. They make, you know, big salads in a bowl. And then they, how do salads work for packing?
That's a good question too, because, you know, we think that salads are really healthy because they're filling us up and giving us those veggies, but salads can actually be not enough sometimes because mm-hmm. we're not adding all the proper ingredients. So again, having a protein source with it is going to help keep you full. If we're just doing veggies, probably not going to be enough calories. It's something we're going to use really quickly. And then healthy fats too. So adding nuts or seeds or avocado, mm-hmm. and then a healthy dressing that you maybe make at home or get in the refrigerated section at the grocery store.
Sometimes I think the biggest obstacle to packing a lunch is having the right plastic Tupperware,
yes.
the stuff. Like, I can't find a lid for this, and it's taking me 5 minutes to find a lid for it's exactly the right size, but I can't find the lid. And so I think organization is huge.
It is. And that's something that my husband gets on me a lot, too, about the Tupperware. We have a shelf full of Tupperware. But having stuff that you like to use and that you can keep organized, things that are stackable, I prefer getting glass Tupperware with the locking lids, because that's nice if you're going to bring soups to lunch or something that you need to heat up. So, yeah, that's that's a great component to packing lunches.
And when you're planning your week out and heading to the grocery store, how do you plan that and keep that in mind in terms of what you're going to pack for the week and really stick with it? Because you can get to midweek and you're like, okay, I'm out of this.
Yes.
Or I'm out of one single ingredient, and therefore I'm done.
Right, right. Yeah, it can be kind of degrading. So planning a couple of days that you're going to go to the grocery store, it's not worth it to go every single day, but at least once or twice a week to go to the grocery store to get those things that you need. Planning ahead, you know, knowing if you're going to have lunch brought in or if you're going to be going out for lunch with coworkers, but really just planning ahead so that you're not overbuying too, because I think we really get into that waste habit as well.
What about dinner options, like taking last night's dinner? What do you think about that?
Leftovers are fantastic. So that's actually what I have for lunch today, is leftovers from last night. Leftovers are great, and usually we spend more time on our dinners too, so you know, doing a double meal prep of dinner would be great, just so that you have the next couple of days of lunch ready to go.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like holding back your family, like, hey, don't eat another serving. I'm going to take that for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have some patients actually put it away before they even start eating so that they aren't tempted to go back for seconds if they are feeling really hungry.
And just very quickly, some people struggle to put food on the table. What would you say is really economical in terms of a low-cost lunch?
That's a great question. So having an economical lunch is really important. Doing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, some baby carrots, and a piece of in-season fruit is going to be your best bet.
Well, thank you so much, Samantha.
Yeah, thank you.
Samantha Gollop is a registered dietitian with UW Health. A couple of resources she has for us, foodandnutrition.org and eatright.org. You can find those links on the morning show page at WPR.org. Coming up, we're talking about Wisconsin honey production. News is next. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.